Well, good evening, gentlemen. I wasn't going to make a video because there's no real news. Well, there is news in the papers about the woke Olympics and, of course, some rioting going on a little bit here and there in the UK. But those people are all far right. In fact, most of us are all far right. And, of course, the reason why all the criminals were let loose and didn't have to go to jail is because there was no room in jail. Well, apparently. It's funny. There seems to be enough room in jail for the rioters, doesn't there? Yes, that's right, guys. Two-tier policing. The police now in the UK are just actually foot soldiers for the government. And all the media stories in the paper are all been spun in a certain way. And it's a bunch of lies so they can push a narrative. But I'd like to tell you something that happened to me today, a little experience. So I'm actually working in a small village. And I sit in the car at my lunch times. And it's in a quiet lane next to a park. And I was sitting in my car having lunch today, a very nice day, nice and sunny. And a male and a femon kind of walked near my car and then kind of sat down on a bench right across from me. And the femon started talking to our supposedly her husband. And he was trying to pretend he was interested. You know, appease the femon, as all husbands have to do. And she went on for about, I don't know, 20 minutes. And it was all about this new store that was opening up in town. And how she would like to go see it when it opens. It was the most boringest conversation and all one-sided. He didn't get too many words in. And I was kind of thinking and looking at him, he was, say, I don't know, about 50 maybe. That however long he'd been married to this femon, he'd have to tolerate and put up with this superficial garbage that she speaks about. Because most femons never really seem to talk about anything of any real importance, do they, at all? Christ, even the soaps that they watch is all about talking. Nothing really going on. A little bit of drama. Then I could tell this guy had been married to this femon for a while because he was playing the old Golden Labrador. But all femons seem to have this verbal diarrhea about nothing. They just love the sound of their own voice, don't they? Do you know, I felt like getting out the car and going over to the guy and saying, I really am sorry for you. Then telling the femon to shut the hell up and let her husband speak for a while. Because you know when the store opens, he's going to have to go with his wife to see it. How exciting is that? Anyway, something to more important. I've just got a beer out of the fridge. It's in a bottle, of course. It's all gone frosty. The trouble is, it's very cold. Do I open it? Or do I not? And wait. If I open it, it may turn into a popsicle. And it's my last beer that I've got chilled. Tricky situation. Anyway, I'm waiting for a while. You take it easy, guys.